Hey, good morning, Rishis Rabbi Crown. So we are on Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, the very, very, very last couple of words where it says Amarava. But before we go there, let's just briefly review the Mishnah that we did last week, which is on the middle of Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So we're talking about Chalitza here. So it says Mitzvos Chalitza B'Shlosha Dayanim, that the Mitzvah to do Chalitza is done by three judges, even if they're not necessarily dayanim, but they're just, you know, qualified to be on a bezdin. Chalitza b'minal, if you did chalitza with a minal, and a minal is typically explained to be some sort of soft leather shoe, so it's not like typically, it's really like almost like a sock, but it's made out of leather of sorts. Chalitza sakshera, it's kosher, on palya with a sock, though. Chalitza psula, it's pasul. Basandal sheyesh ekev, if it's a sandal that has a sole to it, it's kosher. V'she'en ekev, but it doesn't have a sole, it's pasul. Min ha'arbuva ulamata chalitza ksheira, min ha'arbuva ulamala chalitza psula. So this is talking about someone who had like an amputation, and therefore they didn't have the bottom of their, they didn't really have a foot, but they had more of like a stump of sorts. So if they had a shoe that was below their knee, so they had like the bottom of their of the leg was still there below the knee, and they attached the shoe there, that was valid. But if it was above the knee, it was pasul, etc. So that gives us kind of a framework of what we're going to be talking about next. So going back to the Gemara on the bottom of Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Rava says, Ger Danis Chaveiro Dvar Torah. So a ger is able to serve as a judge for other gerim, dvar Torah, even things that are daraisa, meaning even things that are, you know, capital cases. Shenemar, because we learned, Solom tasim alecha melech, asher yifchar Hashem melechecha bo, mikervachecha tasim alecha melech. So this is talking about essentially choosing a king, but this in theory would apply to Dayanim as well. They should choose somebody that is just like you. So what this really means is that when you're talking about choosing Edim that will serve in specific cases, you should choose someone who is like you. Alecha hu debayina mikarabachecha, it should be someone that's like yourself, meaning someone who was born Jewish. So therefore, in theory, you're supposed to have a judge that is naturally Jewish born to serve in certain cases. Avogar, Danis Chaveiro Ger, but someone who's a Ger can judge on even the highest level of judgments other Gerim. V'im Haisa Imo Miyisrael, however, if he was not necessarily a Ger per se, but if his mother was Jewish but his father wasn't, Dana Fili Yisrael, he can serve as a judge even though his father isn't Jewish. In Chalitza, however, when it comes to Chalitza, Achi Aviv Imo Miyisrael, until his father and his mother are both Yisraelim, meaning that he's naturally Jewish from both sides. That's the requirement to be a judge when it comes to chalitza. Shenema v'nikra shmo be Yisrael, because it says he should be called to Yisrael. So this is kind of a clarification. Even though the Mishnah said that even a hedyot could serve as a judge when it comes, or serve as a on the bezdin when it comes to chalitza, what this is clarifying, at least to this opinion, is that it has to be someone who is naturally Jewish from both sides. Okay, fine. So moving on. Amarava, Amarav Kahana, Amarav. Im Yavo Eliyahu. So if Eliyahu and Navi were to come, the Yomer Choltzim of Minal, he says that we allow to perform Chalitza with a Minal. And you remember the Mishnah just said, we said, if you do Chalitza with a Minal, it's kosher. So if Eliyahu were to come and say you could do chalitza with a minal, show him one. We would listen to him and we continue to do chalitza, or we would do chalitza with a minal. However, if he said ein chultzim besandal, and the Mishnah also said you're allowed to do chalitza with a sandal if it has a sole, if he said you can't do chalitza with a sandal, ein shomim lo, we wouldn't listen to him. Shekvar nagu ha'am besandal, because people are already used to, it's already an accepted practice to do chalitza where people are wearing a sandal. For Rav Yosef, Rav Kahana, Rav, he says this differently. Im yavo Eliyahu v'yomer, if Eliyahu were to come and say, ein chalitza b'minhal, that we don't do chalitza with a minhal, shamim lo, we would listen to him. So unlike the first opinion that said, if he came and said, we do chalitza with a minhal, we would listen to him. Here we say, if Eliyahu were to come and say, we don't do chalitza with a minhal, we would listen to him. Shamim lo, ein chalitza b'sanda, however, if he were to say, we don't do chalitza with a sanda, we don't listen to him. Because people are already used to sandal. So the underlying message of all of this seems to be that minhal is not necessarily done, because we're saying that if he were to say, do a minhal, they would start doing a minhal. If he was going to say, don't do a minhal, they would stop doing a minhal. But when it comes to a sandal, if he said, don't do it, we wouldn't listen to him. If he said, do it, we would continue to listen to it. So it seems to imply that a minhal may not be actually as valid as what we just learned in the Mishnah. So my binai, what's the difference between these two opinions? Again, the first opinion said, basically, if Eliyahu were to say, you do chalitza with a minhal, we would listen. And the second opinion said that if Eliyahu were to say, we don't do chalitza with a minhal, we would listen. Ika b'neil minhal l'chachila. The question is minhal acceptable l'chachila? So if the minhal is acceptable l'chachila, then it would mean one way or the other. So if we're saying that minhal is only acceptable b'di'eved, therefore that people aren't doing it, and then Eliyahu were to come and say to do it, then maybe people would start doing it, that would make sense. In the second case, however, where he was could come along and say, don't do a minhal you shouldn't do, we would listen to him. Maybe that means that l'chachila it is valid. So Umanda Amar Alfil Lechachila, and the person that would say that minhal is allowed to be used even lechachila, that Tanah we just learned in our Mishnah, which we just read, chalitza minhal chalitza ksheira, that is kasher. So what does that mean? The Yevit in. So by virtue of the fact that it uses this language chalitza, meaning it's kind of talking about it as if it's after the fact. Chalitza minhal, if you did chalitza with a minhal, it's still good. It doesn't say, you know, the right way to do chalitza was with a minhal. It kind of talks about it in the retroactive fashion. D'yevet in, l'chadchila lo, that if you did it b'di'evet, it's fine. But if you shouldn't do it, l'chadchila. But hu adin, dafi l'chadchila. But maybe we would say that you are allowed to do minhal, use a minhal, even l'chadchila. V'idei d'bay l'misna seifa. So the question here is, if we have this language of the Mishnah, that talks the way it does, it seems to be talking after the fact. It's like, if you did it, it's kosher. So the Gemara, so why is the Mishnah talking about that way? So it makes sense in the case of someone who says that it's a b'di'evid. But the person who says, l'chachila, either d'bay l'misna seifa, since the second part of the Mishnah says, ban palya chalitza sapsula, that if you did it with a sock, it's invalid. Dafila d'di'evid, even if you did it b'di'evid, it's pasul. Tadinami Resha Dieved. That same part of the first part of the Mishnah is using the same sort of language that would normally be used to speak only b'di'eved, but it would apply l'chachila as well. So it's just trying to provide symmetry between the language of the Resha and the Seifa. Umina l'chachila Tanaihi, and the question of whether minhal is l'chachila or b'di'eved is a machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosi. One time I went to Netzivim, Matzati Zakin Achad, and I found an old person. Amarti lo, Kuma Tabaki be Rabbi Huda ben Meseira. Do you know anything about Rabbi Huda ben Meseira? Amarli Hain, he said, sure, I know him. Al Shukhani Tadir. We have lunch together all the time. We're always together. I'm very familiar with him. Kumar Isi Shachalas Biavama. Have you ever seen him oversee a chalitza? Amarli Raisi Shachalas Harbe Pamim. I saw him do chalitza many times. B'minhal b'sandal. Did you ever see him do it with a minhal or with a sandal? Amarli, he said to me, B'chi chotz b'minhal. Are we allowed to do chalitza but with a minhal? The Torah Amar, not alu. And we'll skip the part in the parentheses. And the Torah says you're supposed to use a shoe. And therefore, a minhal may not qualify as a shoe, because a minhal is just like this leather, soft leather thing. Amarti lo, im kein, ma ra, Rabbi Meir lomer, why did Rabbi Meir say, chalitza v'minhal chalitza sakshera, back to our Mishnah, why would he say that a chalitza with a minhal is kasher? Rabbi Yaakov, armen mishmo, chalitza v'minhal l'chachila, that according to this opinion, that you can do chalitza you could do chalitza with a minhal even lechatchila. So you have this version. So you have a version of the opinion that says you can use a minhal even lechatchila for chalitza. Umad armor lechatchila lo matam. And the person who says you cannot do lechatchila, what would they say about minhal? Ilema, why wouldn't you allow to use a minhal lechatchila? Ilema mishum to have a pagta mal. So you might say that that the way a minhal works is like this softish leather thing that you would put on your foot, and it kind of, if you would say that, it's directly upon, it's kind of almost like a sock-ish, but it's made out of leather on the person's foot. For arkasam aldamal, and the way you keep it in place is you have a strap that sort of holds it in place, so it doesn't like hold on to the shoe, to the foot on its own. It's like a leather thing that is held on with a strap. So therefore, arkasa damal damal, it seems like there's a shoe on top of a shoe, that the strap being on top of the minhal is making like a two-layered shoe of sorts. The Torah amar ma'al v'lo ma'al damal. The Torah says you should have a shoe upon your foot v'lo ma'al damal, and you shouldn't have a two-layered shoe, like a shoe with a shoe. If so, you would say that even by the Evid, you wouldn't be allowed to do it this way. So he says, no, maybe that's not the case. It's actually Zera Mishum Minal Merupat. What we're really talking about here is you might be worried about a Minal that was torn. And a Minal that was torn, the question is whether that's valid by the Evid even. Inami Mishum Chatzi Minal. Maybe what we're talking about is that someone who has a torn minhal and therefore would only be using like half a shoe, would that be valid or not? That's what this is coming to teach us. So Amarav, Ilav de Chamitil Chavive de Chalas Besandel de Isle Shenitzan. If I didn't see my uncle, and his uncle here is talking about Rav Chia, if I didn't see Rav Chia to overseeing a chalitza being done with a sandal that had straps, I would have only allowed chalitza to be done with this kind of other Arabian sandal, the midhak tfei, which is more tightly fastened to the foot. So I guess the other sandal is looser, and therefore it kind of can easily slip on or off. This Arabian sandal was more tightly on the foot. The high didan, and regarding our type of sandal, whatever this means, Alpha Gav the East Bay Chormata, even though it has a knot that holds it in place, because it's like this loose thing that's easy to slip on and off, and the way they would hold it in place was by tying a knot, even though it required a knot to hold it in place, Katrina Bay Misna, we tie a long strap to it, Hihechi the Haive Chalitza Ma'alia, so that the Chalitza will be really done the right way. So what we do is they would securely tie it in place so it doesn't fall off. So therefore, we learned that even though it has like this other securing mechanism, that's what they would do, and that would be okay because that's what he saw that Rav Chista would do. So now we're going to learn a few different things that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, since we've already started this path. And there's a mnemonic for this, which is Hataras Yavama Sandal. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hataras Yavama L'shuk B'shmitas Rov HaEkev. So having a chalitza done to release a yavama can be done even with just the removal of the majority of the shoe from the, removal of the majority of the yavam's heel from the sandal. So even though you're not fully, the foot isn't fully removed, just by removing of the majority of the heel was okay. So Mei's face, so we have a brisa that seems to not go this way. If the straps of the minhal of the sandal became untied, or the yavam himself pulled most of his foot out of the sandal and the yavama only took off the last part, in both these cases, the chalitza doesn't work. The reason the chalitza is not allowed because he removed the majority of his foot from the shoe. Ha'ashmatahi, this means that if she removed the majority of the foot, so because he took out the majority, it wasn't valid. So that would imply that if she took out the majority, it would be valid chalitza kshera. The chalitza would be kashar. Rov haragein in. So this means that if she removed the majority of this foot, that yes, the chalitza will be valid. Rova ekev, but if she was, so that if she was removed the majority of his foot, it would be valid. However, rova ekev, but if she only removed the majority of his heel, the chalitza would not be valid. So this kind of goes against what Rav Yehuda just said in the name of Rava about the majority of the heel. Well, this isn't really the case. This isn't the answer. Heine rova regel, heine rova ekev. So the term most of the foot, then the Braisa talks means that the most of the heel. Vamai karale rova regel. So why does it use the word most of the foot, not most of the heel? The kuli chele dechara ale dechis, because the entire pressure of the leg is supported by the heel. The heel is really what anchors the foot and keeps it in place. Misayale Rav Yanai, and the this Braisa follows the opinion of Rav Yanai. Dam Rav Yanai ben shehitar hu v'shimtahi, whether the Yavam untied the straps and the Yavama took off the shoe, ben shehitra hi v'shamahu, or whether the Yavama untied the straps and the Yavam removed the shoe, chalitza psula. In both these cases, the chalitza is pasul. Aje hitar hi v'tashmihi, until she unties it, until she takes it off. So by Rav Yanai, Rav Yanai asks, karai tu mahu. So what is halacha if the Yavama tore off the shoe from the Yavam's foot? Osarafta mahor, she burned off the shoe from his foot. Galye kari bi'inan, is it about the foot being exposed? So whether she tore it off or burned it off, the foot is ultimately exposed. Galye karina bi'inan, Galya Karina Ba'ina, does do we require the foot to be exposed? Va'ika, is it all about exposing the foot? Oh, Dilma Chalitza Ba'ina, or is it about specifically removing the shoe? Which way is it? Is it about the foot becoming uncovered, or is it about physically removing the shoe? What's the ikar? Take it. We're going to leave that for now. So for now, we'll stop, and tomorrow, Mirza Hashem, will continue on from here. Have a wonderful day.